After a seasonably cool night under clear skies, high pressure will continue to build across the region today, bringing a gorgeous start to the Independence Day weekend. We'll have wall-to-wall sunshine, comfortable temperatures, and low humidity levels, with highs a few degrees warmer than they were yesterday. Temperatures will rise quickly through the 60s into the 70s, peaking in the mid and upper 70s to near 80 degrees today. Now, some changes may be brewing for Independence Day as the latest model runs have trended wetter, with a steady rain developing during the mid-morning hours and ending later in the afternoon, as we'll have more of an interaction between two upper-level disturbances working toward the region. Now, this is a big change from the thinking over the last couple of days, so we'll have to monitor the models very closely as the new data comes in today to see if that trend continues or if it reverts back to the original thinking of just a couple of pop-up showers possible during the afternoon hours. As it stands, the models have brought in a period of showers or steady rain to parts of the region from around mid-morning through the mid-afternoon hours on Saturday, but still drying up as we head into the evening hours. The immediate Capital District looks to be on the northern fringe of the steady rain, with the best chance for that steady rain being areas to the south. Areas to the north could see a few showers, but so far it looks like the steadier rain will be roughly from I-90 south. Again, this is a big change from the model thinking of the last couple of days, so we'll monitor that situation closely to see if the trend holds or it goes back to its original thinking. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Oklahoma into South Carolina and North Carolina, and a marginal risk of severe storms from the central high plains eastward to the mid-Atlantic coast. A few severe thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and evening from the central high plains to the Carolinas, with the greatest threat of damaging winds being across the Carolinas, with wind and hail over the Red River and Ark-La-Tex area. A broad area of cyclonic flow aloft will remain over the eastern continental U.S., with the leading shortwave trough into the Carolinas early and the secondary and weaker and convectively induced waves settling into the Ark-La-Tex by tomorrow morning. At the surface, a moist and unstable air mass will remain south of a stationary front for the southern plains eastward across the Gulf Coast states. To the west, a northwesterly flow regime aloft will exist over the high plains, with only a weak lee trough supporting isolated diurnal storms. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Thursday morning of 34 degrees at Doe Lake, Michigan, to a high Thursday of 115 at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s, a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming south in the afternoon. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 70s, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming light and variable. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the mid 70s and calm winds. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 102 set in 1911. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July 3rd. Sunrise 5:22 a.m. and sunset at 8:37 p.m. For tomorrow, Independence Day, July 4th. Sunrise 5:22 a.m. and sunset at 8:37 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Winds becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows near 50 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the low 80s, a north wind around 5 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon. And tonight, mostly clear, then clouding up overnight, patchy fog after midnight, and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, a light and variable wind becoming southwest in the afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear to start, then increasing clouds, lows in the lower 50s, winds becoming north after midnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, Patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the upper 70s and a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then increasing clouds, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the low 80s, a light and variable wind becoming northwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear to start, then increasing clouds, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy to start, a chance of showers and rain during the late morning and into the afternoon, drying as we head into the evening hours, temperatures in the 70s. For Sunday, becoming mostly sunny and nice with highs in the low and mid-80s. Monday, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid-80s. Tuesday, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Wednesday, a chance of morning showers, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. And for Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.